Then let's go back over to you want vaginal. So you are like, I need vaginal stimulation. Or you're like, I want to explore vaginal stimulation. Maybe you haven't had a vaginal orgasm and you're like, hey, I want to play with a toy to see like what feels good so that I can help, you know, maybe in partnered situations, explain better what you want. That's one of the huge benefits of sex toys, in my opinion, is learning what you like so that you can explain it better to somebody else. Because if you don't know what you like, your partners are not mind readers and they will not be able to know what you want.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach.
Welcome back to the Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators podcast. It is still Masturbation May, and so I wanted to talk to you about how to pick a vibrator or how to pick a sex toy. Because I get this question a lot, and I think that it's overwhelming, right? If you go into a sex toy store, you have 400 million different options. You go online, hundreds of different options. Like, how do you know what's best for you? I do have a worksheet on this on how to pick your sex toy. We'll drop that in the chart for you or in the show notes for you. But also, let's just pause, take a look at the shirt here. I masturbated today. Yes, I did, of course, just like every other day. And I want you guys to be able to enjoy Masturbation May and masturbation period as often as you want to, whether that's daily, multiple times a day, annually, doesn't matter. It is always available to us and it is absolutely free way to really explore ourselves and promote like pleasure and endorphins. And there's so many benefits to masturbation that, yeah, I just want to make sure that everybody can access it. And you also don't need a toy to masturbate. I think that so often we get caught up in like, oh, we need a toy to do that. No, you got your hands. Totally free. Absolutely free. But if you do want a toy, where the fuck do you start? So that is what we're going to talk about here today. I think the first question you should ask yourself is, what type of stimulation do you prefer? Do you want internal or vaginal stimulation? Do you want external stimulation? Do you want both? Do you want anal stimulation? Or do you like have no fucking clue? And I think let's start with the people that say, I have no fucking clue what I like, what I want. What I would recommend is trying something clitoral first. If you have no clue what you want, clitoral is a really great place to start, which would be like an external or vulva stimulator. And the reason I say this is because 80% of women need clitoral stimulation in order to achieve orgasm. So majority of women need clitoral stimulation. There's only a handful of people that can achieve orgasm with internal stimulation. So unless you're one of those people that's like, I definitely need internal, I want internal, well, then that's a whole nother path that we're going to talk about. But if you're, I don't know, chances are clitoral is a really safe bet to have pleasurable masturbation time. Now, if you are somebody who wants both internal and external stimulation, a dual action toy is going to be one of the best for you. So dual action toy is like your rabbits, one that has internal stimulation as well as clitoral stimulation. These come in, the clitoral stimulation could be vibration, could be the sucking sensation. The internal stimulation could be more of like a G-spot, so more curved or more straight. Really, again, just kind of depends on like, what are your goals? What are you trying to explore? Which we'll kind of circle back to that here at the end. If you're looking for something external, so going back to that clitoral stimulation, the next question you want to know is this for solo time? Is this for partnered with a penis? If it's partnered with a penis, you're probably going to be looking at, say, like a C-ring or cock ring. If you haven't listened to the episode with Dr. Elliot We talk a little bit about cock rings there, but cock rings are a really great external clitoral stimulator that can be used with a partner that has a penis. Now, if we're looking more individual or to be used not on a partner, if that makes sense. So you're not putting it on a penis. You're just either holding it or your partner might be using it, right? On you, but just holding it. There are the two different types of sensations. Clitoral vibration, and then there's also the sucking sensation. The sucking sensation is phenomenal, okay? Not everybody feels that way, though. I have met a lot of people who do not care for that sucking sensation. The Rose, the Womanizer, those are some really popular brands of the sucking sensation. But it kind of feels more like oral sex, maybe, I guess you could say. Like, it just creates that sucking sensation on the clitoris. Here's my tips for somebody who does use the sucking toy or has one and they're like, I just can't figure this thing out. It really helps to spread your labia and get a little bit better connection with the sucking, the circle part around the clitoris. So that would be just like a tip that I have for you. Also, vary like the placement of it. So maybe a little bit higher on your clitoris, maybe a little bit lower. See how that feels, because it does feel very different. I will also say that this sensation can be very overwhelming sometimes as well. So think about that. Like, highly recommend if you haven't tried one, try it. You don't know if you'll like it until you try it. I'm also going to say that about every single one of these because, I mean, I personally am a huge fan of like try it all, explore it all, have a lot of fun. But at the same time, like, you know, that's not for everybody. So highly recommend trying the sucking sensation one. Womanizer, great brand. Rose. I'm trying to think of, you know, be careful where you're getting your toys from. You want to make sure that your toys are like body friendly, body safe. Like, just ordering them off Amazon isn't always the best choice. Make sure they're reputable companies. So yeah, the other type of clitoral stimulator is more of like a vibration. I just got this wand from Sessions Play. Holy shit, you guys. One of the most powerful wands. It literally looks like my microphone. You'll see it on Instagram all month long as well. But this is one of the most powerful wands I have ever seen that is not plugged into a wall. And so if you really like a lot of power, fuck yeah, this is the one to go with. But wands are really great because they kind of extend your hand length. They're longer. So you can hold on to it. And then the tip of it is touching your clitoris. You can also use this to stimulate all of your vulva too. So it's not just, you know, necessarily for the clitoris. You can play with like how the sensation feels on your labia, all of that. But that is a really great one for somebody who's looking for a clitoral vibrator. Again, there's so many different types and you kind of just have to like try which works and see what you like. You know, the other thing to play with is, do you want one that just vibrates? Or do you want one that has the Morse code setting? The zzz, zzz. I got this other one. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of it, but it was so fun because you can play with it on an app and your partner can control it through the app in a whole nother country even. And it really helped me explore more of the Morse code setting. And I have found that Morse code for me is very much a edging technique. And so something else to play with, like play with the different functions that it has. Does it have, you know, only vibration? Does it have more of that pulsing sensation, Morse code, as I call it? Check it out. Play with them. See how all of those feel. You'll notice that you tend to like some more than the other. And that's okay. Totally okay. Then let's go back over to you want vaginal. So you are like, I need vaginal stimulation. Or you're like, I want to explore vaginal stimulation. Maybe you haven't had a vaginal orgasm and you're like, hey, I want to play with a toy to see like what feels good so that I can help, you know, maybe in partnered situations, explain better what you want. That's one of the huge benefits of sex toys, in my opinion, is learning what you like so that you can explain it better to somebody else. Because if you don't know what you like, your partners are not mind readers and they will not be able to know what you want. So you got to explore, you got to learn, and then you got to get the tools or like the language to explain that to somebody, which can be really challenging. And one of the ways that I do support women in this area.
Are you ready to start understanding yourself better, learning and recognizing your patterns, and really develop a relationship with yourself? If this sounds like you, the Unleashing My Power, a Women's Empowerment and Gratitude Journal is for you. This journal was specifically curated for women just like you to help you take back your power and develop and go to the next level in life. My friend Danielle and I created this journal because of our own experiences and what we were looking for in a daily practice to improve our connection to self and really become connected with ourselves. This is game-changing, and the feedback that we are getting from other women who have started using this journal is absolutely amazing. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to jordandanelle.com/journal, and it'll take you right there. I hope you enjoy. Be sure to go snag yours right away and leave me a review. Tell us what you think about it. Slide in the DMs. I know that your life will change when you start using this journal.
So anyway, back to vaginal. With vaginal, the first question is, do you want vibration or no vibration? And we'll start with the no vibration. This would be like the classic term, dildo. But then within the no vibration, you have your G-spot stimulator. So the ones that have the really nice curve that look like a C. And then you also have just like your regular quote dildos. So G-spot toys, enjoy. Top brand. It is this metal toy that looks like a big old C that's pretty heavy, but its goal or like what it's created to do is really stimulate that G-spot and put a lot of pressure on the G-spot. So this can be really, really fun way if you're somebody who wants to play with G-spot stimulation, or if you're really curious about like squirting, G-spot toys tend to be kind of the way to go there. Not everybody needs G-spot stimulation in order to squirt. We're going to have a whole episode coming up on squirting, which I fucking cannot wait for. But this episode isn't the episode to tell you my story about squirting. I have so many things to say about squirting, and it's a recent discovery of mine, but turns out it's actually just not that new, but I just didn't know. Story for another day. Anyway, back to G-spot toys. Enjoy. Highly, highly recommend checking that one out. I have a similar one from Pure Romance. They no longer make it anymore, but it was so pretty and I had to get it because it was rose gold. And, you know, I'm obsessed with rose gold things. And yeah, that's a really fun one to play with. Now, if you want vibration and it's vaginal, the first question is, do you want G-spot stimulation or no? You're not really looking for G-spot stimulation. And if you're looking for like a G-spot toy and it's vaginal, you can do, there's a lot of nice ones that have nice curves to them. That's what you'll notice is the G-spot toys tend to have curves. They're curved to hit that G-spot, which is about 2 to 3 inches in on the front side of your vaginal canal. Called a G-spot, sometimes it's called a G-area, sometimes it's called, the medical term is some sort of complex. It's a mystery. Nobody really knows a whole lot about it. Not a lot of studies about it, kind of like everything women related, very limited studies because that's how it is. But there's a huge change in the number of studies that are happening for women, which is amazing. And I love that for us. So anyway, and then you have your like your vaginal toy. So just like your firm, straight vaginal vibrating toy. Now back to dual action. This is where you're getting your vaginal with your clitoral. So this is where you can do the sucking sensation with the G-spot at the same time. Holy fuck. Talk about being blasted out of this earth. That's my personal opinion. Not going to be the same for everybody, but fucking love that. Love it. That can be really fun. The other type would be more of like the vibration on the clitoris, and then either the straight insertion or the curve to hit that G-spot as well. So there's so many different options. There is not necessarily any one that is right or wrong. They all have different reasons why you would use them, and it really just depends on what your own personal goals are. Again, like, are you wanting to explore something different and try something that you haven't had, I don't want to say success with in the past, but like, you know, if you haven't had a vaginal orgasm and you want to explore that, or if you're like, hey, I just want to try something new, like, ooh, what does this feel like? Explore them all. They're a lot of fun. I personally love, I mean, I have an excessive vibrator collection and I love to play with them all. And so that, you know, your body doesn't get used to one type of sensation. There is nothing wrong with that. Let me preface it with that. However, sometimes when you get used to the same sensation over and over and over again, then your body only processes that sensation, right? And so keeping the variation, keeping changing it up, keeps your body guessing. And I've done a lot of work personally on how to undo that so that I can have more pleasure in a variety of different ways rather than just the one way that always worked forever for years and years and years and going to that. And it's really helped me have more pleasure partnered because I've been able to explore all of the different pleasure sensations with a variety of different tools, I guess you could say. Keeping my body guessing, keeping my body open to receiving pleasure in other ways. So again, there is no right or wrong. It is all what works best for you, what feels good to you. And I also suggest maybe trying some different things and seeing how your body responds and seeing what feels good for you. So I hope that you got some clarity on what type of sex toys you may want to try. Again, at the end of this, you're still like, I have no fucking clue. Go with the clitoral toy. 10 out of 10, probably going to like that. Well, I guess maybe 8 out of 10, right? Because it's 80% of people that prefer clitoral stimulation, roughly. So enjoy masturbation, mate. Have lots of fun this month. And be sure to check out some of the past episodes about lubricants, because I think that also goes hand in hand with masturbation, mate. And lubricants are extremely important as well. So have a lovely day wherever you are listening to this from. And if you have not left a review, please do so. Come support the podcast. And also, you can get your own I Masturbated Today sweater on the website and my little mug. P is for pleasure. So I hope you have so much pleasure wherever you are. This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.